The U.S. Senate fight over President Bush's judicial nominations could reach a final showdown as early as next week. The question is whether Democrats, who are in the minority, will be allowed to keep blocking the president's nominees using a filibuster. The Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has set a Memorial Day deadline to resolve the dispute. Joining us now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are Democrats or Republicans likely to win once this comes to a vote, if it comes to a vote?
Steve, Senator Harry Reid, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, said this week that Democrats are prepared for a vote on the nuclear option, as it's called. That sounds like he's confident of winning the fight, but Senator Frist seems confident that he can keep moderate Republicans from straying from a party-line vote. So here's the math to keep in mind. Republicans need 50 of the 100 senators to agree to end the filibuster as a way to block judicial nominees. They have 55, but two Republicans have already pledged not to support ending the filibuster rule. That leaves Democrats working to convince four more Republicans that changing the rules to ban the filibuster will be wrong.
Well, let's look at this from the perspective of Senator Frist, who's the guy who's making the decisions here. First off, what happens if this goes to a vote and Frist wins, if they end the filibuster on judicial nominees?
Well, then he'll get a boost in terms of his presidential ambitions, especially with conservatives who are the base of the party. But he will have made a Faustian bargain as far as his ability to run the Senate. The Democrats have promised to throw the Senate into slow motion. They'll play hardball, use the Senate's ample parliamentary rules to delay everyday business. The Democrats are not likely to do anything so bold as the 1995 shutdown over a budget dispute. They don't want the public to blame them for halting the work of the government, but they promise to make it extremely difficult for Republicans to transact simple business necessary for senators to achieve their personal legislative goals.
Next possibility here, what if Senator Frist brings this up for a vote and his side loses, the Republicans lose?
Well, that might be the best of all worlds for Senator Frist. He can say to his right-wing supporters that he tried, but moderate Republicans just didn't provide the votes. It might be best for him if he gets less than 49 votes, actually. 49 will be so close that people might say he should have had the political skills to get one more vote and win. But if it's a matter of 48 votes or less, he can say that he lost honorably by doing all that he could and that he brought it to a floor vote and the Republican moderates thwarted him.
One more possibility here. What happens if Senator Frist decides in the end not to bring this matter up for a vote at all?
Well, at this point, that's not an option for Senator Frist. That's why he's been reluctant to embrace proposed compromises. President Bush, Attorney General Gonzales, and Senator Frist have adopted the argument that every judicial nominee deserves a hearing on the merits of their record to be a judge and then an up or down vote without the need to get a supermajority of 60 votes needed to withstand a filibuster threat.
So even though we've heard from people on this program talking about possible compromises, you say that's not likely to avoid a vote.
No, it's not likely. In fact, what you got here are GOP senators, the moderates, who really are the focus of all the discussion. Senator McCain of Arizona, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island are two Republicans who said they will not support ending the filibuster rule. Senator Warner of Virginia and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, have not made a final decision but are thought to be leaning against voting to end the filibuster. And two Republicans from Maine, Senator Susan Collins and Olympia Snow, are expected to oppose any efforts to end the rule as well. Those six senators are the focus of the entire fight, Steve.
Well, we're a long way from an election, but I guess the maneuvering never stops, and NPR's Juan Williams is following it. Juan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.